Today's shir is dedicated by Linda and Arthur Cook in memory of Moshe ben Yosef Milton Cook, whose yahrzeit is today.
Okay, we are back with Kiddushin Dav Ayin Tes. Ayin Tes, we are on Ayin Chesam Abeis, and we are now into the last week of Meseches Kiddushin, the last couple of days, as we get focused on the last few dafim of Seder Nashim, and Baba Kama is on the horizon. Okay, so here we go. Ayin Chesam Abeis, we get back to some issues of Shlichus, as was discussed many times in this Masechta, a little bit out of Yichus, which was the main topic of our sugya. So here we go. So Mishan Asam Rishus L'Shlucho L'Kadish Bito. A man gives Rishus to a Shliach to accept Kedushin on behalf of his daughter. We know that's a right Mida Oraisa. He can marry off his daughter, and he can make a Shliach to be Mekadish's daughter. V'halachu V'kidsha. And then the father went, and instead of waiting for the Shliach to do his job, he went and married, accepted Kedushin on behalf of his daughter from someone else. So whose Kedushin works? So Im Shelo Kadmu Kiddush of Kedushin. If the father's Kedushin came first, happened first, then that is considered a bitul hashlichus, and therefore his kedushin is the one that works, even though he appointed the shliach before he went out and accepted his own kedushin for his daughter. Still, we say, Rashi says in the bottom line, debatle shlichuse de shliach, that there is an implicit bitul hashlichus in his acceptance of the kedusha. We don't think he's playing games. We don't think he's faking it, because we assume this is serious, a bitul hashlichus, and therefore the marriage would go by the fathers. V'imshal shlucho kadmu, but if the shliach accepted kedushin first for the daughter, kiddusha kiddushin, so then the shliach kiddushin is the one that works. V'imeini ode yadua, and if it's not known which one came first, shnei mosen get, they both have to give a get if she would want to marry someone else, Rashi adds in, in basli nosa la'acher, v'imratzu, and if not, echad nosen get, v'echad kones, one of them is allowed to give a get, and the other one gets stay married, because v'imanavshach, if this is the real husband, then she's staying married to the real husband, and if not, the other one gave a get anyway, so she can be married to the second one. The Meiri emphasizes like Rashi here, that there was a bitul hashlichus, even though it wasn't explicit. Shekashekibel kiddushav humevatel kiddusheha, when he accepts her kiddushin, humevatel shlichusa shalasiyach, he is in effect being mevatel. V'yafal bishlo bilo beferish, hari hu batel me'elav. Shekfar naasis mekudeshes bishash ashliach mekabel kiddusheha. Because she's already married. So if she's already married at the time that the shliach is going to perform his task, so then it's not going to help. Vein lekiddushi hashliach makom lachul. And then the Meiri even adds, V'yirali, he gets that language on the Rambam. Whenever the Rambam wants to say something that he does not have a basis for, but it just makes sense to him, so he uses the lashon of V'yirali. So the Meiri, lechora, copies that language of the Rambam. V'yirali, sha'afilu meis oso shekibal avias hakiddushin miyad. What if the father went, accepted kiddushin first, and then that husband, Rachmano Leslan, dropped dead, right there, before the shliach even did his kiddushin. V'yacharka kibal hashliach kiddushel. So now you might say, well, she's a penuya. Maybe she can be married to the second one. No, even there, it's nothing. Why? Shavzeino klum. Shekfar, the second that the father accepts kiddushin for his daughter, that is a bitul hashlichus. Shekfar nizbato shlichus of arayuka mekadesh shelo birshus aviha. So that is an important ha'ara, hosafa of the Meiri on the Rashi, who both say that there is a bitul hashlichus. Just an added chiddush, again, the Meiri says, even if there is if he dies, the makne, right here, in his sefer, again, the Makne was written by the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer, Rav Pinchas Horovitz, and he writes on the Mishnah, Afilu im ha'av kibel kiddushe bito, sheyechulu lachar shloshim yom. Even if the father accepts kiddushin, as we had at the beginning of the third parak, to accept kiddushin la'achar shloshim, that the chalos kiddushin is only going to be later, after the shliach accepts kiddushin. But he accepted kiddushin now. Ubetoch ze azman kiddush ashliach mikol makom kiddushi ha'av havi kiddushin. Velo shel shliach, tekiva tekibel kiddushi, batul shlichus. Even if the chalos is only going to be later. So like in parallel cases we had earlier, if the chalos is going to be later, maybe you can have something in between. No. Right when he accepted, it's considered a bitul hashlichus. Tekiva tekibel kiddushi, batul hashlichus, vazlinan basar kabbalas kiddushin, velo basar chalos kiddushin. That is the makne on our on our Mishnah. Okay, so that's the first case. If the father appointed and then he went to do it first. What about the opposite? The Mishnah continues now. V'chein, ha'isha shenasna rishus l'shlucha l'kadsha. A woman gives rishus to a shliach to get b'makadesh, except kiddushin for her, right? This was the Mishnah that we had way back on the beginning of the second parak on Daf Mem Aleph. Ha'isha miskadeshes ba u'bishlucha. So, the Mishnah says, if she gives rishus l'shlucha l'kadsha, v'holcha v'kidshes atzma, and then she went and accepted kiddushin on her own behalf, so im shela kadmu, if her kiddushin was first. Kiddushin ha'kiddushin, because that's considered a bitul ha'shlichus. V'chein im shlucha kadmu, kiddush ha'kiddushin. And if her shliach accepted first, so then that would be a good kiddushin. Vim einam yodin, and if we don't know which came first, vim einan yodin, interesting, the first line was vim eino yodua, and this is vim ein yodim, if we don't know, so then, shneyam nosin laget, they both have to give her a get, vim ratzo echad nosin laget, vechad kones, as we said earlier. Good. There is an important ha'ara of the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer in a tshuva, in Eben HaEzer, that's the third volume of the Tshuvas Avnei Nezer, in Simon Kuf Tzadi Zayin, the Rebbe from Sachachov, was zocheh to be in Sachachov a couple of weeks ago. And the only thing that's left in the cemetery there is the Ohel with the Avnei Nezer and the Shem Yishmol, right next to each other, father and son, in the Ohel. It had been defaced a couple of months earlier, and they cleaned it up. But anyway, the Tshuva, the Avnei Nezer has a Tshuva, Eben Ezer, Kuf Tzadi Zayin Sif Beis, where he discusses the sugya of Shlichus, a sugya that has come up very often. We had the major sugyas of Shlichus in the second parak here, and the Sachachov discusses the lumdus of Shlichus. How do you look at Shlichus? Do you look at it as, if you look at the, I'll read it to you from his Lasha, because he quotes our Mishnah, that's why this is important, V'hineh, Inyan Shlichus Yuchalis Paresh B'shnei Ofanim. How do you understand, I make you a Shliach? Oa inyan, the more minimal approach would be nisinas rishus l'shliach. I give my shliach permission to do something for me. That's it. And where do you see that type of lashon? What's the source? He has a choice. He's going to quote one source in all of Torah Shebaal Peh, Mishnah Kiddushin Daf Ayin Tes. Because what does our Mishnah use the language? Ha'isha sanashna rishus l'shlucha l'katsha. Maybe the Mishnah, B'yuta Nasi, is cluing us in to how to view shlichus in general. That's not a common phrase used when a shliach is appointed. But it's used right here. Right? The Avnei Nezer had everything on his fingertips. So right here, Nasna Rishus L'shlucha L'kadsha. He said the similar lashon in Meseches Trumos in the Mishnah in the third parak. Hirsha Litrom. You give a harsha. That's also a language of permission. So is that how you look at shlichus? The more minimal way? Or Vahabez, so a shliach, Nase Yado Yan Mishaleach. No, there's more of an identification, an extension, that the shliach becomes the yad of the Mishaleach. Ube'emes, and says the Avnei Nezer, you for sure in certain contexts need to say approach two. B'mitzvos kamo Pesach u'mila, where the father has an obligation to do bris mila, where every person has an obligation to do karben Pesach, e'efshar sheyo'ol mishum nesinas rishus. I give you permission to do it? No, I need to do it. Shari ha'mitzvah alav sheyasehu, v'la b'daito toli lasos harsha. Ach muchrach kapira shabez, shliach nase yado, yan mishaleach, umashasa shliach nase maisa mishaleach. And then he quotes a couple of nafkaminas. But interesting, the one source that he quotes, the two sources, two mishnayas, that he quotes to prove the more minimal approach is our Mishnah right here. And again, a little more nuanced and expanded is Rabbi Yosef Engel, who lived around the same time as the Avnei Nezer, the turn of the previous century, and the first page in the Lecha Tov Asvin Daraisa, the first page of Lecha Tov, Klal Aleph, first paragraph, that's where he has three formulations of how you look at Shlichus. The Avnei Nezer had two, but he has three. Nistapakti, Hatakai Malon, Shlucho Shaladam Kamoso, Ma'wa Kavana Baze, Ima Kavana. He starts off with the more extreme, and then he gets to the more minimal, opposite of the Avnei Nezer. Ima Kavana, Shegufo Shel Shliach, Nechshav Ki Guf HaMishaleach. There's a total identification. I make you a Shliach, you are me. Oh, hashliach lo adam acher nechshav. Or no, he's a different person. Rak shahamaisa asher hu ose bishlichuso al kalponim misyacheses lemishaleach. No, he's him and I'm me, but his maisa is meyuchas to me. V'nechshav shahamishaleach asa hamaisa hu. It's as if I did it. I'm not him. I didn't do it. According to approach number one, he is my mouthpiece. Like by Shomea Kaone, you have a similar question. It's as if I said it. Right, he said it, but as if I said it. right? That's the, if you say Shomer Kaone, like the story of the Beis Halevi, when he was in a country in Europe, and or when somebody told him that he had been in a country, and the Shomer Kaone by Berchas Kohanim. If that would work, so it would be Mamish, he is me. That's the more extreme approach. Or do you say, no, he's not me, but his action is Miuchas, as if I did it. O Dilma, or the most minimal, Gama Maisa Enenimis Yacheses L'Mishaleach, I didn't do it, but I just get the chalos that comes from it. Rak l'shliach, v'nechshav shashliach, asa ha-maisa, lo ha-mishliach. Often you don't need me to do the action. I sell something. I sell something through a shliach. I don't have to sell it myself. No, my item is sold. The result goes to me. But there's three. Am I the gavra? Did I get the maisa? Or do I get the totsa? Those are the three approaches of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Raksha Torah Gazra Sha'af Sha'adam Acher Asa HaMaisa Lohu Al Kozeh Kiven Sheshocho Lekach Mo'eles HaMaisa Shel Ha'acher Avuro Kilo Asahu. Three approaches of Shlichus. Again, the last one would be the closest to the Avnei Nezer's Nesinas Rishus. And he quotes many, many pages related to the world of Shlichus, as we know. And the first one he quotes is Kedushin Mem Gimel, which we had back in the second parak in the sugya of Shliach Nasa Aid. Is it even better for the Shliach to be an aid? Is it worse? Is he a Bal Dovar? Right, that's how this sugya gets to. But all of that is related to our Lashon and our Mishnah here, tucked away at the end of Meseches Kiddushin. Nasna Rishus Lishlucha. Okay, so that is the Mishnah. When the man makes a shliach for the kiddushin of his daughter, and the woman makes a shliach. So says the Gemara of Itzricha. Isn't it the same yesod in both the Reisha and the Seifa? What do you need both of them for? So if Itzricha, di yashvina gabe di day. If I only had it in the Reisha, only by him, mishum de gavra kimle biyuchsin. There I would say that when he accepts his own kiddushin for his daughter before the shliach, that's a bittel. Because men are very aware and focused, and they research when it comes to yichus. Aval itza de lo kimla bekidushin, but a woman who would not search out as well, lo kimla bekidushin, it wouldn't be as makpida about it, or at least she wouldn't be makpida, but she wouldn't do as much research. The Gemara assumes, ema lo navi kidushin. Maybe it shouldn't be. Meaning, even if she would accept kidushin before the shliach, it wouldn't be that she would be being mevatel the shlichus. It would just be, this is just in case. Just in case the shliach won't be able to find somebody, I'll accept. But I know he's a guy, he's going to do his research, so he'll accept. But the havamin is maybe her kiddushin shouldn't be a bittel before the shlichus. Kamash v'lan it is. Right, the Yad Ramah here. And the Yad Ramah they put together on kiddushin, so he just adds one line into the havamina where he says, and even though v'chi kibble ihi kiddushin adaita d'hachi kibble, she accepted it with the following in mind: di mishkach shliach gavra de miyuchas tfei. If he finds somebody really great, shalo yes, shalo kiddushin, her kiddushin shouldn't be a kiddushin. That's the havamina. And now a havamina on the havamina, or a kasha on the havamina. V'yaf agav the dvarim shebalev einam dvarim. Even though the sugya had earlier daf mem tes. She accepts kiddushin. Why should we think that she's not serious about this? Still, shiny hachata shavite shliach. What do you mean? 10 minutes ago, she avoided a shliach, and now she accepted a kiddushin on her own behalf. Something strange going on here. So that's why we would think her appointment of the shliach earlier would override the principle of dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim. That's the havamina. Kamash v'lan, we don't say that. Kamash v'lan, she accepted. She accepted. And therefore, we assume that she is being mevatel the shlichus. So that's why you need the seifa. So why can't you just have the seifa? And if you only had it by her, maybe there we would say, no, a woman is just the opposite. But forget yichus, but she's daiku mitzvah, like the principle used in Maseches Yevamos, why we allow edus isha with less of than normal edus. Because a woman checks out and she does her research about the status of who she is marrying. Remember, she doesn't want to become nifseles, and she could only be married to one man. There's a lot in on this. Yes, we have earlier in the Masechta, Tav Lametav, Tendum Lametav Armalo. A woman wants to be married more than a man wants to be married, and therefore she won't be as makpid in terms of other things, like we had in terms of his looks, Fechulu, as the Gemara said on Daf Mem Aleph. But in terms of status, daiku mitzvah, she doesn't want to have mamzeris issues, she doesn't want to have other issues. So, aval iyu, eima loich basleh. But when it comes to the ratio of the man, maybe loich basleh, he doesn't care as much. And therefore, Even. What does that mean then? Loich Basle Rashi, first skinny line. Bebito, imtinase lemiyuchas kaldu. Velo batle l'shlichus. He doesn't really to be mavata l'shlichus. The shliach, vafilo makacha l'garua. I, why did he do it earlier? He's just thinking, you know what, if he doesn't find somebody, you know what, this will be backup. But really, he's not being mavata l'shlichus. Srichus, that's why you need both cases. Good. Itmar says the Gemara the following machlokes amoraim kitsha avia baderech v'kitsha atzma be'ir. So now we're not talking about a person who changed his mind, but the father accepts kiddushin on the behalf of his daughter in the morning baderech, and then she in the afternoon be'ir. She accepted after him in the city. It says baderech be'ir just to make it a case where they don't know. Meaning they don't know the other one was acting. So the father in the morning, and she accepted herself in the afternoon. Fahariyu Bulgaris. And now, later on in the evening, they come to ask the Shiloh, who's the real Chassan? And she is now a Bulgaris. What does that mean? Bulgaris, we know, is out of the Rishus of the father, and the father cannot accept Kiddushin on her behalf. So the Shiloh is, well, maybe she was a Bulgaris already in the morning. She has Simani Bagrus now. Did she have Simani Bagrus in the morning? And then we would say the father's Kedusha is nothing, because the father doesn't have Rishus. Tim Mekadish Bogeris, only Nara and Ketana. So that's the Shiloh. This Gemara is going to get heavily into sugyas of Chazaka. Chazaka to Meikara, Chazaka to Hashta, right here. And it comes from this Shiloh. You don't know when she became a Bulgaris. So Rav Amar, how are you Bulgaris Lafanenu? Rav says, well, now she's a Bulgaris. Meaning, Rav is saying, if she's a Bulgaris now, she must have been a Bulgaris in the morning. And therefore, the father's Kiddushin is Vadai, not a Kiddushin, and therefore, she's married to the second one. Ushmuel, meaning the one that she herself accepted Kiddushin from. Ushmuel Amar, no. Chayshin, ala Kiddushi Shneim. Shmuel says, I'm not sure. It's a suffix, whether she was a Bulgaris in the morning or not. So therefore, Shmuel says, you have to be choshes v'kudushay shneim. And therefore, the first one has to give her a get, and then she can stay married to the second one. And if not, there would be problems. So now the Gemara analyzes the machlokas first. Amos, when exactly did this take place? Now she has simane bagrus. Fine. But how old is she? Exactly. She has physical signs of maturity. But how old is she? Ilema betoch shisha. Is it during the 6 months? We know Chazal tell us, as we'll see soon, that there's 6 months between when a girl turns 12, she's a Nara. Bogaris 12 and a half, so 12 to 12 and a half. If it's in the middle of those 6 months, Baha Neima Rav, how are you Bogaris? Lefanenu, would Rav say there that we could throw it back from now till the morning? Rav wouldn't say that. Hashdu de Bagra. Right? We don't assume if she's the six months have not been finished, we don't assume anything about backwards. Because most girls don't become a Bulgaris until even later. So we're for sure not going to go backwards. So Rav wouldn't go backwards in that case if it was within the 6 months. Elabaka Shisha. So what? So it was after the 6 months. So then, if it's she's already 12 and a half, so Shmuel is going to be choshes that she was not a Bulgaris earlier? There's 6 months in between. So if she's after the 6 months, and now she has Simani Bagrus, you have to assume that it happened earlier. So what's the case here? So let's just finish. Lo tzricha de kaddish bahu yoma de mishlam shisha. On her half birthday. When she turned 12 and a half, that's exactly when it happened. Rav Amar, Harihi Bogeres, Lefanenu, Midahashta Bogeres, Bitsafranami Bogeres. Rav says, if it's now, it must have been in the morning too, because today's the day of Asuya Lehishtanos. Vushmuel Amar, no, Hashtu Daisi Simanim, you don't have to say anything backwards, only right now she brought Simanim. There's a Chazaka Deme'ikara that she didn't have Simanim, and that doesn't change by the fact that you have a Chazaka Dahashta right now. So that could be a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel here. Definitely is Chazaka de Meikar versus Chazaka de Hashta. What wins? That's the machloka between Rav and Shmuel. One or two points, though. Tosas asks on top, why doesn't the Gemara just ask the question about if the father accepted Kiddushin in the morning and then she's a Bulgaris in the afternoon? Why do you have to have the extra element of, and she accepted her own Kiddushin? You could have asked the same question. Yes, Tosfos on top. Yim Tomar. Amaya fligu Rav and Shmuel b'ki agavna niflagu b'kitsha avia greida. That's an added factor. Why can't you just machlokas? Right, you're not sure whether she's married to the first guy. Yeshlomar says Tosfos. No, there wouldn't be a machlokas in that case. Devadai lo pligi bekitsha avia lachud. There wouldn't be a machlokas if it was just the case of the father, and now she's a Bulgaris. Why? To be ahiyat modesh Shmuel. Shmuel would agree there that Bagrus goes back. Tena Mekudeshes. Why? De Amrinan Ha'amid Isha Achezkas Pnuya. Kamosha Isa Kodem Shekitsha. Right now, is she married? Is she not married? That's the Shaila if it was only the father. Shmuel would say the Chazaka that she's not married, that teams up with the Chazaka, the Hashta, that she's a Bogeres, and that would be strong enough. The Harehi Bogeres Lefaneinu. Vein Kedushiav Kedushin. Aval Ata says Tosfos, but the added factor does make all the difference. Af hi atzmo like a chazaka de pnuya. She's for sure not married. She's for sure not a pnuya to be man of shach eishes ishi. She's for sure married. I mishem kiddushay aviyo o mishem kiddushay dida. V'leka I svara. You wouldn't say the cheskas pnuya works here, and therefore Shmuel argues. So Tosfos says Yesod the machloket says only by a case of kiddushay aviyo. If not, so then if you had added, if you only had kiddushay aviyo and not kiddushay atzma, then Shmuel would agree. If you look in the Tshuvas of Rav Shlomo Kluger, in the Tshuvas of Ha'elef L'cha Shlomo, he quotes a Ramban that somebody asked him from. He says, you asked me, Kuf Lamed Gimel and Evan Ezer, you asked me about the Ramban in the Milchamas in the second parak of Ksubis, who holds there's no such thing as a Cheskas Pnuya because it is Asui Lehishtanos. It's Asui. Cheskas Pnuya doesn't last forever. Right, Cheskas Tumah might last forever, Tara might last forever. There are Chazakas that can last forever, but Cheskas Pruya, she gets older. And you asked, he says, how could the Ramban say that? Doesn't Tosfos say in Kiddushin, Dafayin Tes, that there is something called a Cheskas Pnuya? Right, and that's what Tosfos, the Tosfos that we just read said. Tosfos says that if you only had Kiddusha Aviyah and not Kiddusha Atzma, then that Cheskas Pnuya would be strong enough to make Shmuel switch sides. And Shmuel would say that she's considered a Bogeres from the morning. Says the Halacha L'cha Shlomo, says Shlomo Kluger, what do you ask me a kasha of Tosfos on the Ramban? Right? There's a machlokes. Tama ani, otu gavra agavra karamis. V'yotu haramban mishubid l'svaras ha-Tosfos. It's a beautiful lashon. Does the Ramban have to hold like Tosfos? Harayesh lomar, the haramban l'svira like ha-Tosfos. The Ramban argues. Aye, Tosfos had a kasha. What was Tosfos kasha? Aye, why doesn't the Gemara just give a case of Kiddusha Aviyah? So the Ramban will answer that in a different way. V'kushyasam b'lav achi lo kasha midi. And he gives two possibilities. V'yishlomar denokat pluktasam Kiddusha atzma gamkein l'rabusa. D'rav, the Chiddush is in Rav. Rav, even where there is no cheskas pnuya, we're still going to say bogeres lefaneinu. Or, also, Koach dehetera adifle, as the Gemara often says. Koach dehetera meaning, and would rather have somebody who's allowed to stay married to this person, rather than somebody who's savit mukudeshes to two people. Koach dehetera adifle. Velakach kamash v'lan l'rabusa derav. Diafilu leka cheskas pnuya muteres b'li get mikidushe aviyah. Says the Shlomo Kluger, says machlokas rishonim, fine. And you would answer the question of Tosfos differently in that case. Good. Just one other ha'ara, and that is the Meiri. Again, the Meiri here says, what the Gemara is maskana, that the Machlokas Rav Shmuel is on the last day, on her 12 and a half birthday. But if it is later, if it wasn't on her 12 and a half birthday, if it was like after the 6 months, then for sure she's Vadei Bogeres, even without Simonim. Right, you assume that she was Vadei Bogeres in that case based on the age. There is an interesting discussion in the Biurei Hadaf here. Achronim are quoted to explain this idea of Bagrus. Right? He quotes from the Heichal Yitzchak. The Heichal Yitzchak, in the name of the Gaonim, V'chulu, as follows. Shehevinu Rabosina Gaonim, Shezeu Derech HaTeva, Shehanara Baz Yud Beis, V'shisha Chadoshim, Mevia Simani Bagrus. 12 and a half, they're a Bagrus. You don't see them? Well, if there are Simani Islandus, the opposite, then fine, that's something else. But let's say there are no Simani Islandus. So we assume she's a Bogeres, she's a Gedola. The Avshalo Hevia Kain, Savu Rabosenu Harishonim, Shemikal Makom Nisbagra Bepnimiyusa. Inside, she's a Nisbager. Elisha Meiza Siba, Bilti Mitsui, Yolo Yatza has Bagrus Lachutz. Ach Yosemikach Shazel Mikred Bilti Matsui, Miut Mitoch Rov, and therefore, if you don't know how old she is, you could assume that she is a Bogeres, right? This relates to the Achronim's question in a few sugyas, including this one, Siman or Siba. Are Simanim reflection of Gavlus, or is it the cause of Gavlus, right? That formulation that we just read is holding that it is a reflection, meaning even without that, you could have Gavlus. But that's usually reflection. It can't be the cause, because then if you want to have it, you don't have it, right? The question is asked by Siman or Siba, by these Simanim, by Bagras. It's discussed. Rabbi Chanan has it on the first page in Psachim about Tzitzak Kochavim. Three stars. Are three stars the cause of Laila, or is it a reflection of Laila? Nafkamina Kabi, what if you have two Adim on each of the stars? Right? Is that good enough, or is that called Chatzidavar? Okay, that is the formulation about this Chazaka. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, V'Shmuel. V'Shmuel Maishna Mimikvah. Shmuel says, again, the case of Bagrus, that you do not go back in time. It's a suffix. I'm not sure when this happened, so it's a misupik. Mukudeshus L'Shnei Misafik. Shmuel Maishna Mimikvah. Why is it different than Mikvah? The famous case of Mikvah, quoted in a few places, Git Din Nida Kiddushin. Much has been written about this case. Here we go. Ditznan. Mikvah shenim davenim sachaser. You have a mikvah, and then at a certain time you measure the mikvah, and the mikvah has too little water in it. So when do you assume that the mikvah became chaser? That all the people who went into this mikvah since that time are tame. So do you say it just became chaser, or do you go back a few weeks? Venim sachaser. So kol taros shenasu al gabo v'mafreya, all taros in the interim l'mafreya bein birushas ayachid. Bein Rishas Rabim, whether it's a Safik in Rishas Rabim or Rishas Hayachid, Mistama, the mikvah is in Rishas Hayachid. Maybe, but the Taros, whether the Taros are in Rishas Rabim or Rishas Hayachid, Tameos. They are Tame. You assume that Chaser goes all the way back. Kasha and Shmuel, why by Shmuel does he say Bagrus doesn't go all the way back? While by Mikvah, the Chazaka, the Hashta of Chaser, goes all the way back. Says the Gemara, Shaini Hasam, Deikala Meimar. There is different by mikvah, because hamitame al cheskas of eim alotava. There's a cheskas tuma of the person, and that holds. Cheskas tuma should override. Says the Gemara, Adarabba, hamin mikvah al cheskas of amel chaser. What do you mean mikvah? There's a the mikvah had a cheskas kashrus, and only now it's chaser. So why do you focus on the person? Focus on the mikvah. Says the Gemara, hari chas lefanecha. How could you focus on the mikvah? It's chaser now. But what do you mean? In our case, she's a bogeris now, so you should go put that back too. The Gemara says, Hashtu the bagra. No, just like you said, right now, maybe she became a bogeris. Hashtu the chaser. Maybe it was only chaser right now. So the Gemara comes up with the line of the sugya. Hasam tarti l'reasa. This is known as the sugya of Tarti L'Reasa. Over there by Mikvah, there's a double problem. What's the Tarti L'Reasa? Rashi says, there's Tumas Haguf of the person, and there's a Chaser Lefanecha by the Mikvah. There are two problems. By the father, there's only one Reasa. Right now, she's a Bogeris. So, there could be a difference in Halacha. Where there's a Tarti L'Reasa, so then you Vade go back. But by Bogeris, there's only one. And therefore you don't go back. This is a major sugya in Shas, called Tarti L'Reasa. Let's hold off before we do the next piece, and then we'll give some explanations that the Achronim give. The Gemara just asked about the case of Mikvah. Now let's get to the case of Chavis. V'Shmuel Maishna B'Chavis. Again, Shmuel goes back in time. Only Misafek. Shmuel says, you don't assume that she was a Bogeres Vada in the morning, and that's why the two marriages both have to be dealt with. Maishna B'Chavis. Why is it different than the case of Chavis? The Tanya, the Brisa says, in Trumos, Hayabotik as a Chavis, Lavajala Truma, I took wine from, I'm checking the Chavis, I want to take off Truma, and I ate based on thinking that there was wine in this barrel, right? Rashi on the first white line. Hayabotik as a Chavis, Tamid, Shlo Hechmitz, Tachmitz. I'm constantly checking the barrel so it doesn't turn into vinegar. Vidiach osa Chavis, Lios Mafrish Aleha, Vaholech. Klomar, Rashi says, Lios Somech Aleha, Bafrashas Trumosav. Right, the cases of Brera. I'm drinking. I'm like, okay, you know, the wine in the barrel, that's going to be truma for what I'm drinking now. But then you go check the barrel, and it's vinegar. It already changed. You don't know when it turns from wine to vinegar. And now you find it's vinegar. So how far do you go back to say, I can't believe it, it was tevel. What I ate was tevel. I think mafish again. So, the Gemara says, Kol Gimel Yamim Vadai. All 3 days Vadai. Rashi quotes a Machlokas HaMorah from Baba Basra. What does this mean, 3 days? Either it means the first 3 days right after you checked last time, then for sure it's considered wine. After that, it's Suffolk. Or you go the opposite. The past 3 days, just now, going backwards, the last 3 days was for sure vinegar. And before that, it's Suffolk. You have 3 days either at the beginning or at the end, and the rest of it is Suffolk. That's the Brisa. Mikan Ve'elach Suffolk. Right, so that's the halacha of the barrel, meaning unlike the case of mikvah, where you say for sure it was chaser then, you don't say that by the vinegar. V'raminin chavas ha-mikvah, and we dealt with the question of how do you put that Tosefta and Mishnah together. We asked chavas ha-mikvah, maishna da ha-chavadai, why by mikvah? Is it vada, you go back and you push the status quo back in time? U'maishna da ha-chasafik, and why here do you go only safik? V'yam Rav Chanina Misura, and Rav Chanina Misura said, it's a machlokes tanoim. Man tana chavis, who is the one that says by chavis you only go back misafik? Rabbi Shimon, degabi mikvah nami sfeika mash, because Rabbi Shimon himself would argue by mikvah too. He would not say that you go back and retame betaras vadai. No, it's all safik. The Tanya, as the Tosefta in mikvos quotes Rabbi Shimon Shita, kotara shenasu al gabav limafreya, bein birchas ayachad, bein birchas harabim tameos. That's what the Mishnah said. But in the Brisa, Rabbi Shimon omer, birchas harabim tahoros, birchas harabim tar, because it's safik. Safik to birchas harabim tar. Birchas ayachid, tolin. Birchas Hayachid, you would expect Tamei, but the Reb Shimon says, no, usually it is Tamei because you learn that from Sota. But by Sota, there's an added factor. Rashi quotes it here, second to bottom line, Raglayim Ladover. There's a good chance, once she had Yichud with the person she was warned about, so she did more than just Yichud. But here, you're really not sure, so at least it stays as a suffix. But either way, you see that the way the Rabbi Chanina answered the Stira was Machlokas Tanoim. Rabbi Shimon is the one that always says suffix, and the Rabbanan say, always say vada, it goes back. So now we're back to the Kasha and Shmuel. Aval Rabbanan tevel lamafreya. But according to the Rabbanan, it would be tevel lamafreya in the Chavis case, in the Mikvah case. So the Mikvah case we already answered. We're going to come to that same answer in this case in a minute. Be'ez Hashem. But let's just continue. So says the Gemara, Shani Hasam. There in the barrel case is different than the case of Shmuel. Tikal Meimar, Hami tevel cheskaso. V'yemar lo niskan, because there's a cheskas iser. Tevel is usser to eat. So there's a cheskas iser. So we assume, unless you know for sure, it's going to be usser. Says the Gemara Adarabba. Hamayayinol cheskaso. V'yemalo hechmet. The opposite. There's a chazaka that it was wine before it became vinegar. Says the Gemara Hari hechmet slifanecha. What do you mean? It's chometz now. Hachanami. Hari hibogeres slifaneinu. So too in Shmuel's case. Hashdu debagra. Say now. Nama hashdu daachmetz. So again, we go back and forth, and we end up by saying, Hasam tarti l'reyasa. In the Chavis case, you know why you're machmir, and you say the Isser goes all the way back, because right now it's chometz, and there's an Isser of tevel. Tarti l'reyasa. Hacha chadi l'reyasa hu di'ika. But by the Bulgaris case, there's only one problem. She's a Bulgaris right now, and that's not going to be strong enough to go back, and that's why it is a suffix. The Ritva here points out that there is a problem with the Rambam Shita. The Ritva says, the Hatema Hagadol al Harambamzal, because the Rambam paskins like the Rabbanon when it comes to mikvah. If you look in Hilchas Mikvaos, the Rambam says in Perek Yud, mikvah shenimdad v'nimsa chaser bein shaya mikvah. He says the mikvah is chesarabim, right? Unlike what I said before, the Yad Ramah was what I said before about it's the items. Bein shaya mikvah b'rishus harabim, bein shaya b'rishus yachid. Kol atar shnasu al gabav amafreya. Tameos. Achivadas manchinidar bavaya shalim. So he says, the Rambam says that it is passes like the Rabbanan. He does add that might be part of the answer, but and the Ritva points out that the Rambam and Hilchos Trumos passes like Reb Shimon, that it's suffik. That's the problem, and he tries to figure out an answer. The Ar Sameach in the Chiddush of Meir Simchan Kiddushin tries to figure out an answer. Maybe there's a difference by Mayim, it's Derech HaMayim Lechaser Vechulu. Or he suggests maybe there's a difference between the levels of Chumra and Kula. And it's based on the Rambam in the continuation here. Well, once we have it open, let's read it. The Rambam adds in here, Bamed v'ramamurim, when do we say by the mikvah case that it's vaday tamei backwards, bishahaysa ha-tevila mitumachamura? If the person going to the mikvah was tamei tumachamura, that's where we say he's still tamei. Avalam tavo mitumakala, but if he's tovo from a lower level tuma, kigon sha'achal ochlin tamein, moshasam ashkin tamein, right, tuma d'rabanan, o barosho v'ruba v'mayim she'uvin, o naflo barosho v'ruba shlosh l'gamayim she'uvin, if it's tuma d'rabanan, Hoil ve'ikr dvarim elu midivrayim hari sfeiko tohar, kamosha biyarnu. Since it's all d'rabanan, so, safek d'rabanan l'kula. V'yavav ishin is topic lom tavo lom lo taval, oshin nimsa mikvah chasar l'achar zman, v'chayoz v'svokas elu hari zet tohar. That is tohar. That's the Rambam Shita in terms of the mikvah. So there is a lot of lumdis in the sugya of Tarti L'Reyasa. How exactly does it work? The Shef Shmaitza discusses this at length in Shmaitza Gimel. how exactly it works. The classic case is the mikvah case. Let's just focus on that for a moment. So we have a chazaka dahashta, and we have two chazaka demeikaris. Like in our case, we have the mikvah is chaser now, we have the cheskas tuma of the person, and we have the cheskas kashrus that the mikvah used to be. So what's the svar of Tati l'Reasa? So you might just say, if you look in the Achronim, there are kind of four suggestions given. You might say it's two against one. Two against one, and that's the simple understanding without going into depth. Two against one, you have the chazak, two reasons making you say it was always like this, and it didn't help what occurred, the cheskas chaser right now, the cheskas tum of the person, and that overrides the chazaka, the meikara of kashas of the mikvah. But there are two other opposite of each other ways to understand it. Not just two against one, but maybe the chazaka dahashta of the mikvah being weak, maybe that weakens the chazaka demeikara of the mikvah being kosher. It's not just two against one, but it's one chazaka weakens the other chazaka. It attacks it. You have two against one, it's not just two against one, but one of them weakens the other one. The chazaka of chaser creates a reyesa in the original cheskas kashus of the mikvah, and therefore the cheskas tuma has no reyesa against it that leads the day, and that's what this cheskas tuma. Or the opposite is chazaka di hashta, the cheskas chaser strengthens the chazaka of the Tumas Adam, and that's why it overrides the Chazaka. It's similar ideas, but there's opposite. Does the Chazaka Dahashta weaken, the Chazaka Dahashta that it's Chaser, weaken the original Cheskas Kashrus of the Mikvah, or does it strengthen the Cheskas Tuma of a person? Right, those are two opposite, and they're both different than just saying, well, two beats one. So there are other suggestions, but all the Achronim, again, the Shev Shmaitza in Shmaitza Beis Perek Beis and Shmaitza Gimel Perek Vav. This is one of his big topics that he likes to talk about in his sukkahs. Okay, let's continue now with the bottom line. Says the Gemara, name a ketanoi. So let's say now, maybe this machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether she's a bogeris now, you don't know when she became a bogeris. Her father accepted kedushin in the morning for her, and she accepted kedushin on her own behalf in the afternoon. Rav says, vaday, she's mekodeshes to her, only her kedushin. She was a bogeris in the morning, and Shmuel says, no, it is a suffix. So name a ketanoi, says the Gemara. Mi motzi mi ami. Who is motzi from who? So this is a sugya in the end of Masechet Bava Basra. The case is a man gives away, writes away all of his possessions. So we know there's a difference in halacha. If somebody is kosev nechasav lacherim, he doesn't leave himself anything. So if he's a shchiv meira, if he was on his deathbed and then he gets better, so we assume he gets it all back. Because he only wrote it, he didn't think he would live, so he gets it all back. If he wasn't a shchiv meira, so then the matana is a matana, and there were no any conditions, and there's ram shabalei veinam dvarim, and therefore the gift is a gift. What happens if a man, there's a gift, there's a star that says he gives all of his possessions to so-and-so, and there's a machlokes. He says he was a shchiv mira, and the people who are getting the matana say he was not a shchiv mira. So what do you do in that case? So mi motzi mi on me. Who is motzi from who? So, who motzi mi yadam below raya? It's a machlokes. First Tana holds. He is motzi from them without a raya, meaning right now he's bari. But he says, I was a shchiv meira when I wrote this. So, the Tanakhama says, he can be motzi from them, v'hein ein motzi em miyado b'lo raya, but they can't take from him, divrei Rabbi Yaakov, meaning Rabbi Yaakov says, doesn't matter what he is now. Even if he's a bari now, maybe in the morning, he was a shchiv meira, and therefore, the chazaka, the hashta, the present status, the present state that he is in, does not win the day. Rabbi Nosson Omar, no. In Bari hu, alav lavi raya, shal yeshchiv mira. If he's a Bari now, you assume he was a Bari unless proven otherwise. Vim shchiv mira hu, alayim lavi raya, shal Bari aya. So, Rabbi Nosson says, right now is what he always is, unless proven otherwise. So, name a Rav to Amar Rabbi Nosson. Let's suggest that Rav, who said that she was a Bulgaris in the morning, so, Hosei Rabbi Nosson, that the status goes back. Ushmuel amadurak Rabbi Yaakov. It's Shmuel who says, I'm not sure, so maybe Hosei Rabbi Yaakov. Should we say it's a parallel machlokes? Says the Gemara, no, maybe not. Amar lecha Rav in both directions. Ana d'amri afilu k'Rabbi Yaakov. Rav says, I, who say that if she's a Bulgaris now, she's a Bulgaris in the morning, I can even say like Rabbi Yaakov, that says, we're not sure. Ad kan lakam Rabbi Yaakov Hassam. When does Rabbi Yaakov say that he is motzi from them, they're not motzi from him? Hassam, di'ika lamemer heben mamon achas kaso. There's a cheskas mamon. Cheskas mamon is a different type of, another type of chazaka. There are so many types of chazakos, but and different shitos about what beats what. But here, the cheskas mamon is the machria. And therefore, whoever's holding it, amos mechaver, olam araya. Aval hacha minei hemad guf cheskaso. But here, is there a cheskas guf established the chazaka of the guf? No. What do you mean? She was a Nara, she's becoming a Bulgaris? No. As Rashi says here, Ein ba lo cheskas Naras, v'lo cheskas Bagrus, shehayom hi omedes lehishtanos. There's no parallel to the cheskas Mamon, and therefore she'd be able to be considered, Rav would say, a Bulgaris in the morning. Don't compare. U'shmuel amar, and also the Gemara says Shmuel, could hold like both. Ana damri afilu Rabbi Nasan. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Nasan hasan. When does Rabbi Nasan say, well, if it's like this now, it must have been that way in the morning? Dekuli alma hasam, dekuli alma b'cheskas b'riyim kaimi. Because if you're healthy now, so you assume you're healthy in the morning. Mandaka mafik nafshe mi chazaka, you're trying to say I was a shchiv meira, havi alei lasuye ra, you have to bring a raya for that. Because that's not normal. So you assume the present state goes back. Aval hacha mika mafka nafshe mi chazaka dekamei. Is she trying to? Is anybody trying to be motzi from the chazaka? No, she's a bogeris now. We want to say that she was a nara. That's a natural state process development that happens, and therefore Shmuel would say I could hold like both. Period. The Meiri again, third Meiri of the Meiri of the day. Meiri here says lamaskana. There's a difference between karka and metaltalin. Says the Meiri when he quotes this, he says aleihem. Who does he paskin like? Aleihem lahavi raya shabari haya shamotim echaver lava raya. He's holding the money, so they have to bring a raya that he was a bari and to take his money. The afilu echziku benachasav. Even if they grab his possessions, they have to give it back. Meaning he wins. Mikol makom. But if it's karka, ara becheskas mara kaima achi is barish and ishtana v'yatzamir shus l'rishus. When it comes to lands, that's what the Gemara is talking about. Mikol makom b'metaltalin. Everything I've said, says the Meiri, is only by karka, but by metaltalin in ba'u liyidei ha-mekablim. If the mekablim somehow got it already, nishvan hesis, shebari haya, hol v'yecholam liton shelukuchem ebiyadam. They could keep it with a shvuas hesis. So the Meiri paskins, chilek, between karka and metaltalin. Good. Let's continue. So the Gemara tried to say that's a machlokas tanan, didn't work. So Neima, the Gemara continues, kahani tanoi. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel will like the following machlokas tanoi. Kitsha via baderech, our case. V'kitsha ba'atzma ba'ir, our exact case. V'hari yu bogeres, says the Gemara. The Gemara said before, this is machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. But now the Gemara says, two brises. Tanachada hari yu bogeres lefaneinu, Rav, v'taniyida chayshin l'kudushay shneim. So my lav, chad ka Rav, chad ka Shmuel. Isn't this beferish? This machlokas tanoim is the machlokas Rabbi Shmuel. Lo, edv edik Shmuel. Shmuel could be like both. The Gemara doesn't suggest Rav could be like both. Interesting, because most passing like Rav will see soon. But Ezrat Hashem, but says the Gemara, maybe they could both be like Shmuel. Kan b'machashato, kan b'she'en machashato. Is she screaming and saying, I was a bogeres? Where she says, I was a bogeres in the morning, so Shmuel would agree to that. That's the case where she's mekudesh only bogeres lefaneinu. But if she's not arguing, so then it's a suffix. Says the Gemara of Enema, be demastiso lo pligi amaroi nami lo pligi. So once you said the two brises don't argue, should we say maybe machlokas Rav and Shmuel? Maybe there's no machlokas here. Rav is only in a case where she's arguing, and Shmuel says where she's not arguing. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be. V'tizbara, harav Yosef reider amanashi mitvil of an uvda kavasi de Rav. One time he went like Rav, he paskin like Rav, lakula, and said that married only to the second one. Vikmit Shmuel, and Shmuel got very upset. V'yamar, and he said, kuli ama kailele bekavazuta. Everyone has a little bit of wisdom. V'haimi derabban and kailele bekavaraba, and he has a lot of wisdom. Meaning, let's say, what is he doing? So you see, Shmuel got very upset. V'sakadadach lo pligi amai kapakpid, and if they don't argue, why would he get so upset? Dilma ki avet uvda b'machashato. Machashto. Right? Maybe that's the case where she contradicted, and that's why they assumed in the morning, and Shmuel would agree to that. So Gemara seems to end up by saying it is a machlokas. Amalei mar zutra l'ravashi achem, ramei mar hilchaza kavase de Shmuel. Ravashi amar hilchaza kavase de Rav. The Gemara passes like Rav Lamaskana. Tosfos wonders, why do we even have to say this? The rule, we always pass in like Rav Beisure, says Tosfos. The Avagav de Bekule Gemara. Kaimalon, the Hilchaza Kavasi, the Rabbi, Surei, Hutzrach, Lifsod Kana, Hilch, Alacha, Kamoso, Mishim Tiika, Amorai, the Paskin Geshmuel. There are other Amoram that pass like Shmuel. For example, right here, Amemar, passing like Shmuel. So because there are some Amoram that passing like Shmuel, the Gemara has to mention that we Paskin like Rav. There is, this comes out of Lamaisa, Rabbi Kivager as a Tshuva, Simin Zion, in Kama, Simin Zion, Uvda Baliadi. So this story happened, but Parakama Friedlands. Shabalakan, there was a sofer that came into town, a sofer mumcha, and he had a son with him who was tall. His father said that he was 16 years old. He was a sofer, and he said his son always helped him out with the ksiva stam. And I said, how could he do this? The son, he didn't have a beard. We said, we know there's the chazaka de rabba, right? Nida daf mem vav. What's chazaka de rabba? If a child is 13 years old, so then we assume that he has physical maturity, Cyrus. But what is rabba? That's rabba. We rely on that, as Rabbi Kiva Eger says, quoting the Magen Avram, we rely on that by derabbanans, but not by daraisis. Im came benido di dun, kiva de katan, pasul mi daraisis, laksiva stam, lo samchina chazako, boy bedika. And the sofer says, no, there are great rabbis that I used to live by, and nobody said a word. And the Rabbi Kiva Eger is like, I don't know, we rely on it by tefillah, we rely on it by berachas hamazon, because that's all derabanan. But by daraisas. So he says, ulachara, maybe all those cases of daraisa, like by chalitza, katan can't do it, maybe there because there's a cheskas iser. There's a cheskas iser, yivam alashuk, and other cases, berachas hamazon and kiddush, there's a cheskas chiyuv. But here too, there's a cheskas chiyuv to wear tefillin, and there's a suffix whether the tefillin are kosher or not. So I'm not sure what to do. So, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, okay, so what happened? He goes through, what if you check? So you check. So he checked, and it seems like they checked, good, wonderful, yes, simanim, so now he's a gadol. But now Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I know he's a gadol now, but how do I know if he was a gadol last week? Or all the tefillin and mezuzahs that were written in the interim? So he says, oh, that's Kedushin Ayin Tess. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel, and we paskin like Rav. Nimsu v'hine achar b'dika nimsu lo beis Cyrus nira li dat tefillin shekasvan kodem abedika ksheirim demachazkina lila gadol afreya miyom shemalu shnosav shenatsa ben yugim olshana. And then he says even Shmuel might agree to this in certain cases. This is Lamaisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger talks about this in this case. The Chashuki Chemed here of Zilberstein also discusses a case. What about shofar? The kid blew shofar, a 13-year-old blew shofar, and then somebody comes in and says, you can't have a child. Maybe they didn't know the halacha. You can't have a 13-year-old blow shofar. It's a mitzvah daraisa. What if they checked afterwards and they see, yes, simanim? So do you say that, oh, yes, simanim now? Say they must have been there before. So all different permutations of this psak, but again, it comes up lamaisa. So also one final point, interesting that the Gemara throughout, again, it's not unique to this Gemara, the Gemara throughout is treating the machlokas Rav and Shmuel as a machlokas amoraim and saying, oh, maybe this is also a machlokas tanam. Maybe this is very machlokas tanam. And as we know, the Gemara says in one or two places, Rav Tana Upalig. Sometimes Rav is treated like a Tana. He's on the border. And therefore, Rav Tana Upalig. Lamai nafkamina, so that could be, who could argue on who? The Rambam that we mention often, the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, in Hilchas Mamrim, in Perek Beis, the Rambam says that Me'ikar Hadin, a later Bezdin, in certain cases, could argue on an earlier Bezdin, not in terms of Siagim, but in terms of Takanos. Bezdin Shagazu Gzeira, Oeskinu, Takanov, and Higumina, Gupasha Dabar Bechal Yisrael, V'amad Achrein Bezdin Acher, the Vechulu, so they can't get rid of it without, unless they're Godim Ena Bechachmo V'minyin. Fine. But what if they darshan psukim differently? I'm sorry, Beis Aleph. What if they darshan psukim differently? How is a sosel as a din? V'dan kevish mashi yira be'enav. Say, ask the Kesef Mishnah. Beis Aleph. What do you mean? Im Kain. If it's true that the later Bezin can darshan psukim differently, amai lo pligi yamaroi atanoi. So why can't Amoram argue on Tanam? Dekal b'chol duchta, every page in Shas. Makshina la'amoram imastisa, nomi b'raisa. And you have to find a Tana. Why can't they argue according to the Rambam? Answer, and here's the lines that need to be understood. V'ef shalomar, d'miyom chasimas ha-mishnah. From the day the Mishnah was closed. Kimu v'kiblu shedoros ha'achronim lo yechalku ala rishonim. They accepted that the later generations won't. Is it won't or is it can't? Unclear. lo yachloku al rishonim. V'chein asu gam b'chasimas haTalmud shemiyom shenechtam lo nitan rishus. Again, that's already low. That's the Ramon Choshe Mishpat Simen Chafei. You're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. Ravina Ravashi Sofa Ra. What does the Kesef Mishnah mean about Amaraim to Tanoim? Can they, but they didn't? Or they can't? The Chazon Ish assumes for sure they can't. It's Kimu Vakibu. They realize the Tanoim were always closer to the Emes that they can't. Reb Chaim, quoting the Reb Elchanan in Kovet Shiurim in Baba Basra, felt that they could, but they wouldn't generally. But if they have to, if they're stuck, they will. And they'll say, Zuena Mishnah. This is not authoritative. How can they just do that? The answer is, Meikra, didn't they have that power? Okay, either way, this is Rav, and this is every Daf and Shash was asks from the on the Amoraim from the other Tanoim, and they need to find a Tana that holds like them. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But Hashem, we will continue with the last couple of Dafim of Maseches Kedushin coming up.